I am monitoring.
What's up for tonight?
Just listening to the humorous net tonight.
Missing than others. It's actually gone on a bit long tonight. It was probably the better part of 2 hours, maybe 2 hours long. I've seen the net go, you know, it's like everyone is in and out of here in half an hour. But I guess tonight, we had over 60 seconds. A couple of comments, whatever. So, yeah, sometimes it is interesting.
Interesting to get a different and sometimes humorous opinion on current events.
Opinions are cheap. You know, everyone's got one.
Hey, sir, you are correct. And the Harry Potter reference was quite humorous.
TVNG. Oh, you liked that, didn't you? I was trying to make a serious point, but, you know, sometimes I feel, I mean, you know, it's hard to give people the truth sometimes without having it be politicized.
I'm sure that politics was not one of the current themes of tonight's discussion.
Actually, it really wasn't the primary point of discussion. The primary point that I was trying to make was that we live in an era of, information, propaganda, fake news, whatever, to the point where I don't think a large portion of this country doesn't seem to really be, they're not living on Earth Prime, you know, they're living on Earth Alternate. How we got to this point, I'm not really sure, but I think it's partially the fault of the news media.
Agree 100%, and you can actually almost taste the bias of the news media these days, and just listening to the slants that they put on things and the comments and the adjectives that these so-called reporters instead of interpreters use goes a long way to making things humorous.
What I've been trying to make is, as much as it's criticized, I don't think the mainstream media is the source of most of the bias. You know, unless you're talking about Fox, that obviously lies about things. They're like the New York Post or the National Enquirer. The problem is the splitting up of the media bubble into these alt-medias, perpetuated by, you know, internet discussion boards, whatever. You know, back in the day you had gatekeepers, newspaper publishers, magazine publishers, editors, whatever, who decided which stories to cover and how. I think I just said all this. And, yeah, it's true. You had gatekeepers who brought their own biases to the process, but they had to provide a product which was palatable to everyone. So it couldn't be overtly right, left, or center. Well, it had to be, yes, center. Because you're pissing off viewers and advertisers. It's only when you eliminate the gatekeepers that you create these bubbles of, especially since you have search engines and social media engines, which feed me up more crap based upon the previous crap that I liked. So the search engines themselves facilitate descent into these reality bubbles. And I don't know if I said this or not. I've fallen into this trap myself. It's a very, very seductive thing. Where was I? But that was the only point I was trying to make. I don't think I was trying to be overtly political.
Gatekeepers are healthy and still in major practice today. And people fall into your trap, you say, basically believing that Walter Cronkite was not one of those trappers. And it started going downhill in the 60s. And we've all fallen trap of it until alternatives started coming up. And then it's humorous to watch how much time people spend degrading and nullifying the new gatekeepers.
Is the new gatekeepers, are there gatekeepers? And that was exactly my point. In the absence of gatekeepers, you kind of have selection bias, or confirmation bias. The search engines and the social media sites, the algorithms are programmed, and this is for a good reason. It's to generate advertising or whatever, but the algorithms are, the algorithms are designed to serve up what we want based on what we think we've liked in the past. That's the only thing. So, confirmation bias. We read more and more and more information, which confirms what our predetermined biases were already. And, I sort of understand this because I've fallen down these rabbit holes myself. Some of us, for whatever reason, are resistant to propaganda because of our education, upbringing, or just psychologically the way that we are. But believe me, I've fallen into this trap myself. I pull myself out of it. I find myself going down these conspiracies with, what really happened to the World Trade Center? What really happened to this? What really happened to that? And, you can come up with all kinds of weird theories to support your conclusions, but ultimately, it's Occam's razor. The most straightforward explanation is usually the right one.
With Occam's razor, except that the way things are biased now, that they feed you what they want you to know in order to gather your opinions and point you in the right way. And people are starting to realize this and realizing that it's really a bunch of BS, and they're starting to look behind it and watch the trends of the mainstream media and the politicians and everyone else has got to say, like the social influencers. And it's about time that stuff like this got called out.
Say the mainstream media. Okay, linguistically and logically, the opposite of the mainstream media would be the fringe media. And for the reasons I already outlined, I still tend to agree mostly with the mainstream media, simply because they have to at least appear to be unbiased. Even among the mainstream media, yes, you're right. Some lean more one way than the other. MSNBC, CNN, may lean more one way. ABC, the other three or four, CBS, ABC, NBC, whatever. Then you have outlets like Fox News, which were, they recently settled a lawsuit for almost $800 million for basically just completely lying about stuff. So, it's who do you trust? And to me, who do you trust? Also, you have to cross-check it. I tend to also cross-check the domestic media against the foreign media. I also look at media outlets like BBC, what they have to say about, the U.S. U.S. news and current events.
To use as a cross-check for the mainstream media in the United States, I don't think you're going to find much difference. They're part of the same, shall we say, global cabal that is trying to influence things. And the more that they protest and the more that they naysay, the more people are starting to wake up and say, this is not right. And when you control the access to the actual facts and use your influencers and your what do they call those things, the news anchors, and all these people pointing the same way, something's got to be wrong. And you can see the bias, and you can see the infected people going on.
You know, who might this global cabal be? You know, if you cross-check the U.S. media across, you know, the English-speaking foreign media, I also check CBC and ABC, you know, Australian Broadcasting Company, and any other English-speaking newspapers, or who is this global cabal that's trying to bias all news the same way? You know, it doesn't make sense that every news outlets from different, you know, different parts of the country, different whatever, could all be biased.
Who owns what, you'll see where the bias is. Also, if you look at the intermarriage between the politicians and the news industry in the United States, you'd be amazed at how many people are married to who and what they're putting out at the same time. It's kind of humorous if you watch it. Like you say, I don't believe this stuff either. You got to cross-reference it, and when you don't have the sources to cross-reference it, then you're stuck making the same silly mistakes and the same silly opinions on what you read and what you cross-check using the same sources.
At least when Rupert Murdoch has six of those sources, see, the problem, too, is the consolidation of media outlets. Not too long ago, there were hundreds of newspapers, you know, dozens or scores of independent radio stations, independent television stations. Starting in the 90s or later, you had consolidation of these media. Independent radio stations became part of radio networks. You know, so did television stations, so did media. So what used to be a cacophony of voices started to sound like a chorus. That's the other part of the problem, is media consolidation. But, I still think you have independent... Hey, PBS, there you go. There's another source, I think, of mostly unbiased independent media. The one channel I get here, that Scripps Media Channel, it's... In this area, it's channel 16. They also seem to be... They don't have any obvious bias one way or the other. They also do occasionally do in-depth stories on general issues like, you know, healthcare, economic policy, you know, that sort of thing. So I think you still do have unbiased media outlets. You just... gotta know where to look.
I agree to disagree on that, because the bias in the media is overt and obvious, and I'm sorry you can't see that.
When I ask, who do you usually turn to for media, and what do you consider overt, obvious bias?
Media sources are mainly off the internet and not from the main feeds, and from the people that are actually kicked off. One American News was actually removed from one of the larger cable companies because they were actually reporting things honestly and truthfully, and actually got praised by Mr. Trump, and and they got silenced real quick.
Mr. Treason guy,
yeah, that tells you the problem,
huh? So in other words, not unbiased.
History writes the history, or winners write the history books, and we'll see what happens with that. And when you start controlling the media and the judiciary and half the Congress, and you trace the foreign money that comes in to buy the votes, you'll start to open your eyes a little bit.
Foreign money that flowed into the previous administration, usually from places like China and Saudi Arabia.
I'm very much further with this conversation because you're starting to quote the mainstream media back to me. Just look at who's been paying for the Biden's vacation homes for the last 20 years and the votes they're in. And this is my final. I'll let you go. You've made a very interesting night, and it's humorous to listen to. KX4YM, clear. Out.
KD2BNG, talk to you later, perhaps. I gotta go. Later.